and what they got to do. Ain't nothing more important than the word. I need to be watered today. Anybody feel like me? I need some water. And what is water? The Bible said that we are washed by the water, by the word of God. If you can't say amen, say ouch, man. If you can't say amen, say I'm the man. I know I need Bible study. I know I need Sunday school. I know I need to have a discussion with my peers so that they can give me some water and some word. I wish I had somebody. The Bible said one soweth, one water, but God gives the increase. Now, if you're not doing it in God, it's no increase in your life. You keep spinning your wheels. You keep going around in circles only because you will not allow God to give you the increase. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, but when you're outside of him and outside of his will, going against the grain, not knowing his will, the Bible says that we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, so that we may know that good and that perfect and acceptable will of God. Then it goes on to say, be not conformed to this world. That's the problem with many of us Christians. We want to be conformed. We want to look like the world so much. He said, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, how do I get my mind right? It's by the word of God. You got some people think I can get my mind right if I stay home and I don't deal with people. No, you can't get your own mind right. All you're doing is setting yourself up for the devil to attack your mind even further and to break your mind down. You get into a depression and you can't find your way out. Wish I had somebody here. We got to understand something, and I don't like this. We call ourselves Christians. Amen. I'm getting ahead of myself. And we say that we're Christians, but we're not Christian by discipline. We're not Christian by practice. We're Christian by word.
11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
do. The praise for the second Lord's Supper experience today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your Bibles and stand on your feet. Turn them to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18, 19, and 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18, 19, and 20. Rita.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, what the blood can't do, can't be done. What the blood can't do, it can't be done. Help me preach this if you don't mind, because I don't believe all of you are getting this. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what the blood can't do, can't be done. Well, if you believe that, give God some praise in this house. The only reason folk don't get excited about the blood is because they don't fully comprehend all that the blood was designed to do on behalf of the redeemed man. What God has provided, what God has promised, has all come as a part of the redemption of mankind, of his chiefest creation gone wrong. His desire to bring them back in a right relationship with him brought forth all of the different provisions that God himself made for us included in the blood. Now, my brothers and sisters, to make this simple for us to understand without getting into too much deep illustrations, the word is simple to understand because God's purpose is for us to understand not only intimately but individually what he's done for us. You see, it's good to talk about what he's done for somebody else, but it's a whole lot better when I can know for myself what God has done for me. When I can comprehend and fully connect to what God has made possible for me, and whatever your name is, you put your name there, then it changes your outlook on the things that God's got prepared for those who love him. When we look at these verses before us today, in the tradition of the Israelites, Yom Kippur was the holiest day in the year. It was the day that Israel came before the high priest and confessed their sins. It was the day that the high priest would take all of the sins of Israel. When getting all of those sins together, he symbolically lifted his hands up as to have received them. And then there was a special goat prepared. He would then take his hands and place on the goat's head as to place all of the sins of Israel once a year on that goat's head. He would then lead the goat out into the wilderness and then let the goat go, as to signify taking all of our sins out of the presence of God. On that goat called the scapegoat. Once that goat had moved beyond the presence of the people into the wilderness, it was believed that it was no longer the sins of Israel before the eyes of a holy God. They would then take a lamb, holy, pure, a lamb without spot or without wrinkle. They would then sacrifice that lamb. They would then take that blood and use that blood as the blood of atonement. It was that blood that they would use to cleanse Israel from their sins. It was then when he would take that blood and go behind the Holy of Holies. And there, with a rope tied around his waist, pomegranates on the end of his robe, he would go to the altar behind the curtains and offer up the blood if God would accept it, which meant that he himself had to be right. He would come back from behind the curtains and throw his hands up and declare that they had finished works. He would make it clear that the works were done, signifying for another year the people were cleansed before God. But if they did not hear from him within a certain time, they would tug on the rope. If he would not pull back on the rope to suggest he's still before God waiting on an answer, they would pull him from behind the Holy of Holies, which meant he died because he was not right going behind the Holy of Holies presenting such an act before God. And so they considered this one of the holiest days of their history. 2,000 years later, what that represented 2,000 years ago, that same Jesus, that escape goat represented, made the sacrifices of taking every one of our sins and placing on him. Not only was he the scapegoat making the sacrifice to take our sins upon him, but he was the precious lamb whose precious blood was able to take everything that was not right about us and purify it, because he was the holiest of holies. He was the most righteous of God. There was none greater who could do what Jesus did. And so Peter makes clear, we were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold. Our redemption cost God everything. Everything. And when you begin to look at this and understand everything that it relates to bringing man back into a right relationship with God, it meant everything. None other could pay this price. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, paid the ultimate price. Listen, Yom Kippur is still in the Jewish history the most holiest day of the year. But it was only a type of Christ. What Jesus did 2,000 years ago, he did it once. And there was never ever a need to do it again. Yes.
but not so with those who have not accepted Jesus. They're still doing it today. What a sad commentary to the people of God who have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the payment of penalty of sin that Jesus paid. Jesus said it clearly himself. I came to my own, and my own received me not. Listen to this. It's because his own refused him. I got news for you. Those whom the Lord gave to Jesus to save and they would not accept Jesus are still waiting on the Messiah to come. News flash, he has already come. And because those who didn't accept him would not receive him, instead of wasting what he sacrificed for his own, he gave it to whosoever will. And because of that, it opened the door for you and for me to be partakers of that precious blood. We see, if you only think about the blood in one dimension, you miss everything else it does. First thing we realize is when he was on the cross and he made clear before he got there, no man taketh my life, but I lay down my life. And if I lay down my life, I will take it up again. They didn't believe that. That was why there was so much pressure for Jesus to come down off the cross. First of all, it was a disgrace that their Savior would be nailed to a cross. And they kept thinking all through the process, this is a trick. This can't be happening. Our Savior can't be nailed to the cross when he's going to save us. This cannot be real. He's our conquering king, and yet it appears that he's been conquered. He wanted him to come down off the cross, but he had a message that he had to stay there until he had given himself, poured himself out until there was nothing left to pay for the great sins of those past, those present, and those future. And so when they cried, if you be the Christ, come down off the cross, save yourself and us. But he wouldn't hear it. He would not hear it because his mission was already settled before he left heaven. My brothers and sisters, I'm glad about knowing when you know what your role and your responsibility, when your purpose and your power is clear, you do not allow what people say to move you one way or the other, but you stay focused on what God has for you to do. This Jesus stayed there, and when he got ready, he cried out with a loud voice, Father, into thine hand I commend my spirit. And the Bible says he gave up the ghost. And then a soldier came by just to make sure Jesus was dead. Took a spear and pierced him in his side. And the blood and the water came flowing out his side. The first thing that blood represented was redemption. Redemption. You are saved by the blood of Jesus. Not because of your good works, not because of your righteous living, not because you've gotten yourself together, but you are saved by the precious, holy, pure blood of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody, I've been redeemed. I'm only talking about if you're saved now. I'm only talking about if you're a believer now. You ought to be able to say to somebody, I've been redeemed. Matter of fact, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed. What does that mean? That means no matter what I've done in this body, it's not the same me. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why? Because I've been redeemed. Somebody see you from years ago before you truly got saved, before you gave your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus, and start talking about how hellish you were, how low down you were, how no good you were, how this and that you were, on and on and on. You can tell them, but you're not talking about me, because I've been redeemed. That's the old man. You're looking at the new man. That's why the old folk had a saying, saying the things I used to do. And I used to do some things. That's why I'm sitting there looking all pretty in my white now. Because I used to use some red and some blacks and some yellows and some green, all the colors of the rainbow. But I'm holy now. Right. Are y'all going to hear me today? That's why I can praise him and give him glory now and don't care who sees me. Because my praise is real. I ain't trying to fool nobody. It don't matter to me whether or not you stand with me, whether you clap with me, whether you say amen. I'm talking about what he's done for me. Not only have I been redeemed, but the blood tells me that I've been healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Healed. Healing is a part of what the blood offers me. Whether I receive it, whether I accept it, whether I walk in it or not, it belongs to me. The devil in hell can't take that from me because it is a part of the redemption process. Healing goes with redemption. I have a right to healing. When that woman with the issue of blood for 12 years went from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor and couldn't get no better, when she came to Jesus, she did not have to ask permission. That's why she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Because she was a daughter of Israel. And she was entitled to healing. As a believer, you are entitled to healing. It's just a matter of when your faith lines up to its power. And when you believe enough, like the woman with the issue of blood, look, don't fool yourself. It took her 12 years to get there. That's for somebody who think it just happens overnight. It took her 12 years to build her faith to the place and point where she was ready to meet Jesus. But that was a part of what was provided by the blood. The next thing that's provided by the blood is deliverance. Deliverance. You see, what you don't realize, my brothers and sisters, is the power of the blood of Jesus delivers you. The blood, the fetters, the chains off of your life. The devil can't make you do anything anymore because you belong to God. Not to the devil. He can try and persuade you. He can try and tempt you. He can try and do all the things he wants, but he cannot demand you do anything outside of the will of God, because the blood delivers you from his power of darkness. You are delivered. When you get tired of doing what the devil previously has made you do, and you don't want to do it no more, put the devil in check and tell him, devil, I belong to God. He has delivered me from your power. I'm no longer going to do this. I'm no longer going to say this. I'm no longer going to act this way. I'm no longer going to be this way. All of the things the enemy used to do, you've been delivered from. And then listen, fourthly, the blood cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's important to realize, my brothers and sisters, that even after you are saved, you still sin. Any witnesses in the house? Now, it would have made sense that Jesus saved us and then immediately took us on up to heaven so we wouldn't have to sin again. But he knew we would still sin because we were saved from the power of sin. We were saved from the penalty of sin. But we're still now in the presence of sin. And it is only when we are delivered up from the presence of sin will we no longer sin again. But as long as we're in this human flesh and we're not walking in the Spirit, we will sin. But look at what the word says. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from